Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Welcome back to the show. 92 for the high today with plenty of sun. It's going to be hot today, so stay cool. This is actually really funny in so many different ways, but also devastating for the person going through it.
Yeah, no, I would be absolutely heartbroken if this happened to me.
Talk about ruining a proposal. An engagement.
Oh, you guys. Obviously, wedding season is among us. People are getting engaged left and right on my Instagram. And I'm just like, when will it be my turn? You know? But yes.
Constantly wondering when you're going to get your flowers.
Sooner rather than later, I hope because there has been visits to stores. Let's just put it that way. Okay. To try on rings, to pick out rings, all of the things. So coming soon. Stay tuned. But this story stuck with me because I could literally see this happening to me. I could 100%. When you are talking about rings with your significant other and planning out an engagement or a proposal, I think it's very important to make that be like a group effort. A collaborative thing, because if you get your partner something that they don't want or that isn't their style, or you might think it's their style, and then they're like, cool, I don't know why you got me a pear-shaped diamond when I literally wanted a circular diamond.
Pear-shaped. It's not the clarity I wanted.
No, literally. And that's a lot of money to be spending on an oopsie. You know what I mean? So I think it's collaborative effort, but it can get tricky there when you go to a jeweler together. And you're picking things out, you're talking, you're planning, and the jeweler knows both of your names, they know you as a couple.
Don't know how this woman had her email on file, but let me play this audio clip for you real quick, and let us know, 585-252-9800 after you hear it. Have you ever accidentally ruined a surprise? Most of us have. We've been guilty of that. Here's the audio from the woman who found out she was getting engaged.
That evening, on his way home, I received an email at about 6:30, and it just came across the top of my phone as just Gmail. And in that email was three photos of my engagement ring. Was not going to say anything to Michael. I was going to take the secret to my grave.
Did she take it to the grave with her?
No, she took it to TikTok.
She took it right to TikTok, and this video absolutely blew up. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, now Michael knows too.
So essentially, I mean, she goes on to say, like, obviously she told him and everything. But essentially, the jeweler reached out to her and sent her a confirmation or a receipt or a follow-up or whatever the case may be. And she saw her ring before and knew that it was in possession and bought before she was ever proposed to.
Correct. They ended up sending a follow-up email apologizing to this woman. But then she got another email, which basically was a confirmation on when Michael, her soon-to-be fiancé, picked up the ring. So now she knows when she's most likely going to get engaged as well.
Yeah.
Because all of it was confirmed. So it's just one bad email after the other. I'm like, you know what? Why don't you just shut your phone off? Start opening Gmail.
It's your fault.
Obviously. Stop opening Gmail.
It's your fault for opening Gmail. She's like,
I just clicked on it.
I have a job with emails. But I think that when it comes down to a surprise as big as a proposal, there are so many moving parts. And especially if the person that you're proposing to wants other people involved or a specific place, like, it's a hard secret to keep, but I feel as if you love your person as much as you say you do or as much as you put out there, you want them to be surprised.
Yeah.
So that's where it gets so hard and tricky in doing so. I'm very curious to know if there was anyone else who has maybe gone through something similar with a jeweler specifically. So, for example, when my girlfriend and I were going to look at rings and picking out stuff, the jeweler was like, and I'll call you when it's all ready to go. And I'll call you when we get your prototype in or whatever it is. And she said that to me. And my girlfriend was like, you're going to call me.
Yeah.
Instead.
Yeah.
Call me.
Why are you calling both?
Don't call.
The only time I really ever truly ruined
also,
a surprise.
Use your head.
Yeah. This was, I don't know, a few years back. I was still in California. And my friend Wendy was having her birthday. Her husband called me. It was like, Moose, I need you to do me a huge favor and pick up the cake. But don't be late because I'm bringing Wendy to the restaurant at this time. I said, yeah, I got it. No problem. Custom-made cake. Breezy was beautiful. Beautiful cake.
Gorgeous.
Well, I got to the place late to pick up the cake. I'm like, no problem. I'm on time. I'm going to beat him to the restaurant. We're totally good. As I get out of my car and I'm walking in. By the way, this cake was like two-tier.
Massive.
So it wasn't boxed.
Right.
But I was walking in with the cake while they were pulling into the parking lot, and they're both looking at me, and now he's pissed. She knew exactly what was going on. It was a surprise birthday for her, and I showed up two seconds too late.
You're an absolute classic. Similar thing happened to me when my cousin she had just gotten engaged, and we were down in Long Island for a surprise engagement party, and she's walking in the restaurant, and we're pulling up in the Uber, and I'm like, do a lap. She doesn't know we're in Long Island. Why would we be in Long Island? You know what I mean? So, yeah. Didn't ruin it, thank God.
Good morning, guys. I accidentally CC'd my boss on a surprise retirement party email thread. He replied with, should I bring chips? The whole thing was blown. Yeah. It's hard sometimes to keep surprises. And then some of you just constantly put your foot in your mouth. So,
as a jeweler, though, you need to use your head and think, hey, maybe we should double, triple, and cross-check our references and who we're supposed to be reaching out to for this. As big of a surprise as a proposal is, that's not something you want on your shoulder.
And this is exactly why a guy should go ring shopping alone.
No.
Get an idea of what maybe she likes, sure, if she doesn't like surprises. And then go there, and the only information you give them is the information that belongs to you. They don't need her name, her email, her phone number, none of that. What's the point?
You just start giving them aliases. So her name's Rebecca. She lives in Wisconsin. They're like, that's not true at all.
This is the best text yet from Marcus this morning. My dad sent a group text that said, she said yes, except he sent it to my girlfriend instead of the family. Surprise proposal, rune. It's the absolute best.
So tough.
So you getting engaged soon or what?
Could be. Stay tuned.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Relationship benefit.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the 2007 film Closer, starring Julia Roberts, Natalie Portman, Clive Owen, and of course, Jude Law. Before we get to Breezy's review on the film, we got to get to a clip of us acting out the scene from the movie yesterday on Mooster Peace Theater. Take a listen. Why didn't you just tell me the second you walked through the door?
I was scared.
You're a coward, you spoiled tramp. How was the sex? Was it good? Just answer the question, Anna. Is he better than me?
Yes.
Better than me?
Different.
What does that mean?
He's more gentle.
What's that mean? I treat you like a whore? The only reason you are leaving me is because you think you don't deserve happiness, but you do, Anna. You do. Did you even love me?
Yes. Oh my God, yes, I did. Why does this seem so hard to believe? I can't do this anymore.
And cut. All right. Way to give it your all this morning. Really appreciate that. Thank you, Breezy. All right. You absolutely crushed that. At a scale of 1 to 10, how well did we do?
Like an 8.
I'll take it. Here's the breakdown. If you haven't seen Closer, Alice, Natalie Portman, is an American stripper who moved to London. She meets Jude Law's character on the street, and while looking at him, a taxi hits her. After taking her to the hospital, they begin, starts to date Alice. A year later, Dan, who has written a novel about Alice, is bored. He starts flirting with photographer Anna, who's Julia Roberts, pretending to be her in a chat room. He leads dermatologist Larry, who plays Clive Owen, to an accidental meeting with Anna. As the years pass, both relationships disintegrate. There is nothing you're going to understand from that breakdown, so you might as well just watch the movie.
Literally nothing.
Rotten Tomatoes scored this 67%, which was pretty low if you ask me.
You guys, this movie was, like, obviously over 20 years old. It came out in 2004, and, like, honestly...
It came out in 2007.
It came out in 2004. I'm looking at it right now. Unless we watch a different movie.
That's a possibility.
Which is really tough.
But regardless, we just want to know if the movie held up.
So...
Come on, Breeze.
Here's the situation. People's lives and relationships are messy, and that is... obvious. This movie was messy. It was old. There was a lot of accents. You know I hate accents.
Sure.
I mean, but I think when it comes down to it, this is where Swingers originated from.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were just bouncing partners back and forth. This was a love, not triangle, square. This was a love square.
Right.
And I think one of my favorite parts was... Him catfishing Larry.
There was a lot of catfishing going on in the film.
There's a lot of catfishing, which obviously you know is right up my alley. So I was obsessed with that part. The strippers of it all, not great. It seemed like they were being mistreated, in my opinion. And I don't know. I thought Dan was a pretty bad guy.
Not a fan of Dan. So overall, did the movie hold up?
I would say yes. I mean, this is still happening to this day.
Sure is.
21 years later. And also...
You don't even have love squares or love triangles anymore. You have love octagons.
No, literally. And people are doing it by choice.
Yeah.
That's just called poly. But yeah, I think that the whole movie was a little hard to follow, in my opinion. A lot of sex, a lot of strippers, lot of deception with the chat rooms and the sex rooms and all that stuff.
Chat rooms were huge in 2004.
Yeah,
guys.
That was my biggest throwback moment, I think, was just the chat room of it all, because that was how people communicated. And honestly, it was like the closest thing a normal person will get to like the dark web.
So we know your least favorite character in the film Closer was Dan. Favorite?
You know, I like Julia Roberts' character. I thought she did a good job. And Julia Roberts, like, she doesn't age. She doesn't miss.
When you have that much money, Breezy, you don't have to age. You know what I mean?
She looks great.
They have people for that. Let's go over to your favorite scene in the entire film.
Let's see. I think our scene was great. Also, the ending scene was very poetic. The don't walk signal.
Yep.
And I think, you know, the strip clubs of it all, looking at those and seeing what they looked like, not only back in the day, but also in London. Interesting.
Very risque. And Natalie Portman absolutely crushed in that scene.
Yes.
We are reviewing Breezy's Big Movie Review, the film from 2004, Closer, with Julia Roberts, Natalie Portman, Clive Owen, and Jude Law. Breezy, your best throwback moment in the film, you said, was what?
The chat rooms.
The chat rooms, yes, of course, which we all used.
OG catfishing.
A lot of catfishing going on. Oh, by the way, who's your absolute favorite character? Julia Roberts?
Mm-hmm.
out of 5 popcorn buckets, Breezy.
It was a little hard to follow, so that's going to obviously reflect the score. But out of 5 popcorn buckets, I'm giving the 2004 movie Closer with an all-star cast a 3-1.
I for sure thought you were going to go with 1-8 today.
I know.
That really went above my expectations.
We love a shocking twist.
If you haven't seen it, would you recommend?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it was long and hard to follow, and there was a lot of accents, but it was good for the most part.
98PXY is free.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, welcome back to the show. Where's the line between being honest about attraction and being extremely judgmental? 585-252-9800. We're asking the question this morning, what is the one physical trait that's an automatic nope when it comes to dating someone? And let's be clear, everyone's got a line. Ain't that right, Breeze?
Everyone has a line, Moosey.
For some people, it's height, teeth, weird toes. What is
weird
it for
toes.
You? I don't know. Everyone's got something. What's the one physical trait that's an automatic no? I don't like gigantic eyelashes or bad skin. Mm-hmm. Or if they have a limb growing vertically from the forehead, it's that too can be an automatic no. I'm not a very picky guy, though. I just know what I like. I know what I don't like.
Absolutely.
Breezy, I have Tracy on the line, but before I get to her, what's a trait for you that's an automatic no?
Mine are just like so cosmetic in the sense of if you have bad teeth, it's a hard no from me. Like lack of braces, Invisalign, or brushing.
Sure.
And... eyebrows are important to me, too. So if you have a unibrow or the golden arches, we're going to have to...
The golden arches. Yeah. Right. 2002. I love it. Hi, Tracy. Good morning.
Hi.
What's the one trait in a person when you're dating that is an automatic absolutely not?
See ya.
Okay, listen. I already know I'm going to catch heat for this one. But I refuse to date a guy with a fat belly. Like, I just can't.
Pot belly Peter.
Oh, my God.
You're totally not into a guy with a fat belly, and I'm sure you maybe most likely speak for a lot of people, but go ahead. Tell us why.
No. So, like, he could be charming, rich, have a PhD in emotional intelligence, but if your stomach jiggles when you laugh, like, I'm out. Like... Yeah.
What do you want? Do you prefer like a six pack or do you just not want one of those like basketball tummies?
I don't want a basketball tummy. And some of these guys are just too young and are like so young that they have a basketball for a stomach. And like, I don't get it. It's just, I just don't understand it. Like, why is your stomach like that? And who are you actually trying to sleep with? Like, you're not going to like put your stomach on my back. Oh my God. Like, not, no, I can't.
I'm so, wow. Okay.
Right.
Like, where is it going to go? I can't.
I'm trying to envision the stomach. Like, is it like they could be wearing a fake pregnancy bump type of bump, or is it like...
Yeah, you ever see even like some of the really...
matter.
Like they're really old?
No, not even. Like you ever see really thin guys and they just have this really big...
Why? Why do they have that?
You know...
How does that even happen?
Genetics.
And what are they going to do with it? Yeah.
Probably drinking, not eating great.
Yeah, that is
true. It's,
yeah, they look like they're 4 months and... 6 months, and then you have the jiggly one.
All right, so
this
Tracy,
right.
I'll put you down, Tracy, for a physical trait. That's a no.
No basketball stomach.
Appreciate you calling in.
Wait. No, I have one more.
Like, of course. Of course
what,
you do.
What else could you possibly say?
I actually have a few, but...
All right, give me one more.
All right. Any guy who has no upper lip is also a deal breaker for me. Like,
oh, my God.
I mean... Yeah, this is a real one for me. Like, if you don't have an upper lip, like, I'm sorry, I can't. Like, if your lip disappears when you smile, it's giving thumped with teeth. And, like, I don't want a man with a full face.
It's
like,
giving what?
Thumb with teeth.
Thumb with teeth?
Yes.
Okay, so yes. It looks like...
I love them in Spy Kids.
A thumb with teeth. That's what they look like when they have no upper lip.
Yes.
Okay.
I need a man with a full face, not one where his nose... just dropped straight into his mouth. Like, I've got standards, and I just don't mean to sound mean, and I'm sorry, but I don't know what's worse, fat belly or no lip.
Like, you like what you like, you know?
Yes, let me throw an audible here for 1 second. If you were to go out with a guy, what do you think one trait or personal thing about you would be that they might not like?
You personally.
My attitude.
No, I want to know physically.
Oh, physically?
You be honest, Tracy. You got a basketball tummy?
Yeah, you
gotta
be honest.
Not at all.
Go ahead, tell. What is it? I hear crickets right now. Tell us what it is.
Because I'm trying to think. Like, I'm just...
Perfect.
I'm not perfect, but, like, I'm almost.
Right. Okay, right. Right, you can't think of one thing.
Probably, like, my knees, like, my not knees or something. I don't know.
You're okay. This is where I end the call. That was ridiculous.
She's grasping at straws.
Your knees. That's what you came up with? Come on, Tracy. Don't make me laugh.
Oh, my God.
All right, sweetie. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Good day.
I'm dead. What goes on here? What goes on here? Okay, whatever. Tracy was smoking that good stuff this morning.
It's early, too. Amy says, I once dated a guy who didn't have a chin. It was just missing, and I don't know where it went, but I was really turned off. All right. Some of you, when you see somebody, what's your automatic? Nope, I'm not interested. Carly says, I can't date anyone with really dirty fingernails. It's just an automatic no for me. Julie says, anyone with short thumbs. Short thumbs.
Short thumbs.
A lot of women don't like a guy with very tiny hands either. They've expressed that time and time again.
Right.
A really Girl tiny hands. Hand sometimes equals a weak handshake.
Right.
Moose and Breezy, it's Mario. What's up? Ladies say dad bods are gross, but be the same ones begging for cuddles when it's cold out. Can't have it both ways. Also, Tracy is wild for that no lip comment.
She was loving it. She was loving it. Wow. Trace, I mean, I get it. And this begs the question of what is preference and what is just being judgy?
Yeah, Tracy has no problem telling a guy what she's not into. But where's the line between being honest about your type and being straight up judgmental? Because saying no fat bellies is one thing, but no upper lips, that's pretty specific.
That is very specific.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.